Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Gigi Monroe. Hi, Gigi.
Hey, Shelley. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, doing good. Hanging in there.
Yeah, yeah. So let's just, for starters, would you please introduce yourself and tell us what you do for those who don't know?
Sure. For those I haven't met, I am the producer of drag shows here in Juno. I'm drag queen. I've been a drag queen performer for going on 16 years, and I've been here in Juno for the last almost 7. And usually I'm putting together big events where lots of people gather and watch really, you know, a crew of folks perform. And we've had a little interruption to that regularly scheduled programming.
So are you just hanging out at home?
Yes. And, you know, for the first couple of weeks was going kind of crazy and really needing a creative outlet. So I came up with an idea of how to broadcast virtual drag shows online.
I'm picturing you dressed up for this interview in like full hair and makeup. That's how you hang out at home, right?
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah. I woke up like that.
Of course. In all seriousness, drag is your art and your livelihood. And you've got this great quote that you sent us that says, quote, "Performing in drag is a necessary creative outlet for me, and it has the power to inspire, comfort, and entertain even when we cannot gather physically." So I thought that was like a really great way to put it. And today we're going to talk about how you are making this happen.
Yeah, thanks. It really, this situation obviously has affected myself and so many other people, in so many different, lines of work and, different types of lifestyles. And, you know, we're all dealing with it in our own way, and some are struggling. Some are struggling a lot. And as an artist and, you know, someone who makes my living off of both entertaining, and I make wigs for other entertainers. So those two things together are my livelihood. And those came to a screeching halt a few weeks ago. So I still needed that creative outlet. And I think that audiences out there, you know, people who are hunkered down and just spending a lot of time at home and with their families, they really need, they still need to be entertained, and they still need moments of levity, you know, after watching hours and hours of news. You know, it's pretty grim out there. And if I can help to take people's mind off of that, even for a few minutes a day, that's what I sort of feel called to do. And I'm just fortunate enough that it's a really great self-expression for myself as well. So it's kind of a win-win.
Yeah. And so we're going to talk about your online drag show, your virtual drag show that's happening on Thursday night. And I think it just couldn't come along at a better time, because at this point in self-isolation, people have watched everything on Netflix. They've binged, you know, they're hiked out, and we've got some weather coming. So I think that, I mean, I'm just kind of speaking for myself here, but I'm ready to watch something new and different and exciting, live, local, and that doesn't have anything to do with, and totally original. So tell us about your show.
Yeah. So, I was, you know, researching kind of the best way to do it. And there's all sorts of music licensing issues for myself as a drag performer, where like I can't just go on Facebook Live and perform a show there without Facebook muting the sound or ending my stream in the middle of a performance. And so it's just really risky. You never really know when that's going to happen. And so I found another platform. It's called stageit.com, and their sole purpose is to provide like living room concerts, you know, for broadcasting. And it's mostly for musicians, but I thought, hey, that would be a great way for me to do what I do. And so what I actually had a trial run. My debut was this past Saturday night, and I did a show for about 100 viewers online over the course of an hour and performed 8 of my favorite numbers. And then I was able to chat with people. There's a really cool chat interface where people can leave comments, and there's even like virtual tipping. So you can still kind of interact with the performer, which is, you know, that's like half the fun at a drag show, is actually getting up close and personal and like giving them a dollar and, you know, and having that interaction. So this format even has that, which is really cool. And, you know, the shows are all just donation only. There's not a set ticket price or anything like that. I just really hope that people can tune in and, you know, have some memories of normalcy, or, you know, what they used to experience out at the bars. And they get to do it from the comfort of their own home.
Oh, totally. And, you know, you can still dress up too and make a cocktail or two.
Absolutely. It's BYOB. And feel free to dress up. Feel free to wear your sweatpants, whatever you want to do. But the cool thing is, like, you can get up and you can dance around your living room with me, and you don't have to worry about, you know, standing up in front of somebody or
dance like no one's watching, literally.
Yeah, you could do whatever you want to do. And it's totally interactive, and you get to see me change in between numbers, which most people never get to see because that's backstage. So that's kind of like this cool and kind of weird perk to the whole thing, because it's just me performing.
Yeah.
And so I do, you know, I go through 6 or 8 costume changes, and I don't know. I had a total blast. It was so much fun. I got to connect with people here locally that, you know, I can't go and see right now. And even like my family from the East Coast stayed up, and, you know, they were in the room as well. It was really cool.
Oh, that's great. So this is your second broadcast, as you mentioned. Sounded like the first one went really well. And this one features some of our favorite celebrity illusions, but we can actually make requests for our favorite characters. So
yes.
That sounds a little too good to be true. How do we do that?
That is absolutely true. I have a Facebook event posting for tomorrow night's show, or sorry, Thursday night's show, and it's called Starstruck. Gigi Monroe Live, and the name of the show is called Starstruck. And as some people know who know me a little bit more, I kind of made my career as a drag queen by doing celebrity impersonations. And so what that means is that I try to change my face to look like that celebrity. I make a replica costume and wig and perform an iconic song of that artist. And so I have a few in my hat that I can pull out at any time. And I just thought it would be cool to leave it up to the audience to say what their favorite celebrity is. And so they get to pick out of a list of, like, maybe I think I put like 6 or 7 of them up. And so far, Madonna and Lady Gaga are in the lead, which was very interesting.
Oh, wow. Oh, it'd be so hard to choose between both of them. So I hope you do both.
I know. Well, I'm going to do 4 different characters, and I'm going to let you watch up close the makeup transformation.
Oh,
from
that's
one to
so
the next.
Cool. Actually, that just...
Which is really, really cool. Like, nobody ever gets to see that. It's a weird little niche of the art that I do. And if that's interesting to you, I hope people come in and watch.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's really exciting. That adds a whole new element to it. You know, it's, yeah, not everything about this situation has to be a bummer. That sounds pretty cool.
Right.
All right. So how do we tune in?
So the easiest thing to do is to find me on Facebook, Gigi Monroe. And you'll see my event posting, and there's a direct link to the show. And again, that's being held on stageit.com, and it's just stageit.com. And if you go to, you know, /Gigi_Monroe, that's where you'll find me. And I'm doing one show a week, so I've got one show a week planned through April. And if it all keeps going well, I'll keep doing it into May.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm so glad that you were able to find a way to keep the drag scene going, keep the shows going, and just have an outlet for yourself as well.
Yeah, thank you. I think we all definitely need it. And I'm really hoping that some of the other performers locally are inspired to get their act together. And so we can do some, broadcast live from our living rooms. I think that would be really fun too. I think they're a little nervous about it. So if you want to hear it, make it known, get those requests out there, and hopefully we can give them some encouragement to make a little video and put it out there.
That sounds great. Gigi Monroe, thank you so much for speaking with me today. And we can see the show on stageit.com. Find Gigi Monroe on Facebook. It's this Thursday evening, Act 1 at 7 p.m. and Act 2 at 7:45 p.m. Did I get all that right?
Yes, you sure did.
Anything you'd like to add?
Yes, I am going live on Facebook tomorrow at 3 o'clock to do a drag queen story time live for all the kids and families out there who are homeschooling and quarantined and driving each other crazy. If you need a little outlet, I'm going to spend an hour with you, and any donations that we raise during that tomorrow are going to the Southeast Alaska Food Bank.
Oh, so fantastic.
I'm really excited about that. 3 o'clock tomorrow on Facebook Live.
All right. Gigi Monroe, thanks for doing that. And good luck with your show. I mean, break a leg on Thursday night. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks, Emily.
Thanks for talking to me today. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.